If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
In notes, you make it seem a bit casual. I think that's part of the process.
Such affected casualness. I try and sometimes like I do artificial casualness in my writing. Like,
of course,
you know when I auto capitalize stuff. Like, it's like they're too. It's like stop it.
Yes, I'm glad we got onto this because I reckon 6 to 7 years ago, I noticed a trend where lowercase became very cool.
But I hate that lowercase is so Gen X. Like, they always write off their emails.
Yes,
lowercase, and I'm like, Don't try and make me think that you're humble because you're doing all lowercase. Like, I know that you're fucking not humble.
Viacom went through when I used to work at MTV, there was like a staff email. Went through went around. This is perfect Gen X from like the 40-year-olds that were like running, being like, all article headlines have to be in lowercase.
Right. It's so fucked up. I hate enforced capitalization in anything. Like, Triple J. It's embarrassing.
That's a good radio. That's a good radio session.
At least one of those has got to be uppercase. There's three of them. Come on.
It's so embarrassing. And I've heard FBI, the second one. I used to do stuff at FBI radio, and it's like capital FB, lowercase I. And it's just
it
like
is.
No, but I like that.
No, that sucks.
Because that's a throwback to like MSN Messenger handles that you used to have, and it would be like lowercase. It'd be crazy. It'd be like I love whoever, and it would just be crazy, kind of like. Like lowercase, uppercase. It was a fun time.
I think what you're kind of saying, Sophie, is that you respect authenticity and kind of spontaneity, maybe being present, and it should be kind of just different every time, and maybe if your brand's strong enough.
I like the presence of the human hand in stuff. You know, sure. What about in foosball? Like,
totally.
And I feel like I don't like to be – I like to feel free. I don't like to feel someone else's aesthetic to be forced on me. So like the FBI thing or the Triple J lowercase thing, it's like when someone has a baby and they're like – her name's Eleanor, but we're calling her Ellie. It's like fucking chill.
Oh, yeah,
so controlling.
No, like, that's so true. So they have brand guidelines, and they're saying that you if you want to say Triple J, you have to use it lowercase.
I thought you're referring to the parents having brand. They're like, we've got some brand guidelines for our kid.
Well, that's, no, that's what a nickname is.
Totally.
It's like, calling her. It's like, you don't make me like love it, because that's kind of what you do when you're affectionate towards something is use lowercase.
Totally.
You've got to earn that.
The Triple J thing as well, it's like, we are so free-spirited that we only use lowercase, but you have to also use lowercase.
Yeah,
it's like enforced free-spiritedness.
Totally. Which do you associate with Gen X, I suppose, because what, they're getting older and they kind of were rock and rollers 20 years ago, but now they're kind of the
I think they
bureaucrats.
Need like, and they need like very firm signifiers of what's cool. Whereas we have faith that we still feel like we'll be able to access what's cool. We don't feel like it's out of our reach.
Totally. But isn't this conversation a bit proof that we're kind of, as we're getting older, entrenching rules in the same way that perhaps Gen X people
not
said? Because we're kind of making observations. We're going to settle on a style. And then perhaps if we, start being higher up in an organization, we might want to kind of entrench that style.
I think we're the one generation that got it right. And that we should stick to our guns. Even as we get older, what we did now is correct. And that the other people, the younger people or the older people are all incorrect.
That should be our, position. Even if we don't believe that, I agree that's what we should say to them. What's the Zoomer approach to capitalization?
Zoom?
Or spelling. Sorry, Zoomer.
Zoomer, like, you were like, I could see you thinking of the other kind of Zoom.
I was talking about Zoom.
Who's using Zoom so much?
I've been Zooming, I've been Zooming. I mean, I don't Zoom like everyone else, but I've been a bit Zoom heavy this week.
What do you mean? Who have you been Zooming?
You were like, I've got stuff to contribute to this.
I was just like,
people get too excited when they think a conversation's about a thing. They're like, did someone say Chatswood? I was there last week.
I was actually walking here being like, if Zoom comes up, I got some stuff.
See?
I just hear a Z and I'm like, Zoom! Exactly.
Nope, that guy's snoring. He's just snoring, everyone. Doesn't want to hear my story. That's just a few Z's.
I don't actually have Zoom stuff, by the way.
Oh, damn it. If you've just started using Zoom and what your Zoom hot takes are, because everyone had their Zoom hot takes.
Yeah.
Much.
Well, my one is
can't
that you can't.
To hear your thoughts on House Party.
I've been. I actually struggled with House Party. I didn't really like it. Yeah. But my Zoom hot take is that I can't. I've been trying to secretly record people.
Yes.
But you can't do it unless you start the Zoom meeting.
Also, it's and I didn't know that. Everyone is notified of that if you do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was hoping it would be not that.
Even in the case, I think there's a little red dot somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, but it sends.
So like you need separate software.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I've ever
well,
done.
So
do
what
you,
I
do you like generally try to secretly record people?
No, but I wanted to for like a thing that I wanted the you know you all, sometimes you've always got something you know. So what I tried to do was screen grab my entire Zoom like QuickTime screen recorder.
Mm.
But then it didn't capture the audio. So now I just have like, yeah. Anyway, so that's just, I didn't have Zoom material coming in here, but I thought I had more than that.
Who have you been Zooming?
I used to Zoom some friends. And
who are you recording? This sounds sexual.
No. I just want to Zoom and then like cut it up to like embarrass people.
Mm.
Gotcha. I mean, you know? It would be pretty good.
How annoying to have, to not be able to do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like in my head, I was like, I've got a little problem because I'm struggling. Like, Sophie, you're like gainfully employed. You know, like I'm trying to fill the dais at the moment.
Just trying to record your friends and cut it up into embarrassing little vids.
And then I'll send it to them and then hopefully they'll just like, I don't know, give it a love heart emoji. Yeah. And
maybe
then
give you some money?
I just need time like to fill. I'm waking up so early.
I'll put you in a video clip, mate. That'll be $400.
Like the file, the QuickTime file from the Zoom. Like, I just don't have enough information to put the pieces together of this story.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
It's the trouble when people are holding their calves too
close. Yeah, well, I don't want...
Like, there's something in this story that we're missing. It's like, I know enough to know what's missing. And I'm like, okay, so it's either like some girl or something that he was trying to impress or someone. Like,
absolutely.
There's something...
Not true.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that necessarily. I just... You always get a sense of when you're getting like a...
Yes. Look, and it is true. I'm not revealing all the information and I'm not going to reveal because I'm working on something here, like a long-term prank, that's but I've got an idea for something that I want to do to a friend.
I don't want you to reveal it. Like, that's not me. I don't like pushing people into telling stuff they don't want me to reveal. But what I don't like is when someone like is trying to get a reaction out of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to get a reaction out of you.
I'm going to give you the information. Yeah, it's like, do you want your cake?
It's like my Triple J thing. Like, I feel like I'm pushed into this space where I'm only allowed to give this one reaction to the story, but I'm like, I feel trapped because I don't have all the details.
It's clear from their delivery what they're expecting of you, but they're not giving you enough information to form your own opinion. So
it's not
like,
clear. I don't want an opinion of you guys. I just was like, I've got Zoom. I've got a Zoom thing.
And also, to be fair to you as well, it also sounded like you wanted to get that off your chest, that disappointment about
Well, because everyone raves about Zoom.
No, like that's shit to want to do something and to not be able to do it. Because,
exactly.
And it's annoying as well because it seems like Zoom has that function inbuilt probably for some privacy government reasons. And it's like, what about us that just want to have fun and live our lives? Like, we're
this
not...
is great.
That's fun, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you what happened to me once. I bought an iPhone off Kogan. Like, I know, Kogan is a disgusting disgrace.
Yeah.
What is Kogan? It's just the first thing that pops up in a Google search.
I'm embarrassed to have even considered buying anything from there, but I did.
But it's cheap, right?
It was something like that. Like, I'll never do it again.
And what level iPhone?
It was like, I would say in the 8 era, maybe.
Oh, that was a nostalgic ago. For the 8 era. That was a good time. Now there's two cameras.
But,
three!
Is there three?
Yeah, I think so.
I did not know this fact. I assume it's still true, but that... I did not know until I received this iPhone that in Japan you cannot turn the sound off the camera because of upskirting on trains.
Oh, my God. But hang on. What's that? Oh, so it has to go...
It does the shutter sound.
The sneaky Japanese.
So I did not know this, and I did not know that I was...
Imagine the global meeting. It's like, yeah, we've got different softwares. Why do we have this setting in? Oh, don't worry about it. Just been chatting with the regulators over there, and they've got a pretty big issue.
That's so funny. Like,
very specific.
The Japanese government regulation, they're like, look, this is crazy. You probably have to do it. Haven't had to do it anywhere else around the world, but we have this thing. We have a problem here with our people. We could address it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I reckon just put a bit of noise.
In the criminal justice system or something. Yeah. I reckon there's a lot of sneezing happening on trains now.
So you... back to my story.
Sorry. Sorry. One more thing. The Japanese are having less sex than ever before, and maybe it's because they're upskirting too much.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, though, having a phone where you hear a sound every time you take a screenshot? It was a fucking nightmare, so I had to like...
Oh, hang on. So you're...
I quite like that sound.
Yeah, that's how I found out this information.
And that's why it was cheap.
It was... I got rid of it straight away.
This is not Kogan's fault, though.
Well, kind of was because I did not know that I was getting a Japanese iPhone.
Oh, yes.
I just got an iPhone. It was not, and I didn't know that it would be different and that I wouldn't be able to turn my phone on silent to take screenshots, which is like my bread and butter.
You do a lot of screenshotting.
That's so unfair to think that you live in, like, conveniently in a country which doesn't have a huge problem, I don't think, with upskirting, and that, which is the perfect country to begin the hobby of upskirting, and then, which Sophie clearly has.
Yeah.
And then to be happen to be sent a phone from another country where that is a big issue, and then all of a sudden your plans are thwarted.
Why would you use the screenshot? Wait, no, the camera sound...
It's so any camera
time it goes off, it makes the...
Because I think they get it down and they put it... Some of them have like selfie sticks. It's not all selfies. Sometimes it's asses. I think they get it down there and they take it. But like you could... Yeah, that would help.
Horrifying.
Screenshotting is kind of upskirting for people like upskirting, me. Upskirting, you know, but like it's like...
You think it's immoral?
Yeah, kind of. In some instances.
Yeah, totally. It depends on the purpose.
You need to do it stealthily.
It used to be so scary on Instagram. Like, I never knew the rules, like, on story. For a while, they were like, every time you screenshotted a story, please don't tell me right now that it sends the person a message.
I think it did, though.
But I swear it did, and it was so scary. I think that wave has blown.
Surely. Well, because they want people engaging. They would never, you know. That's why those, every now and then you see, like, a scam status about, like, they're going to send... Every screenshot you've done over the last 2 years to, like, Instagram's going to introduce that functionality. They're going to send it to the person you screenshot. Well, it's like they would never do that.
That would
like,
crazy.
Everyone would have to kill themselves, just everyone in the world. Also, the equivalent of screenshotting shouldn't be a sound at the users, in the user's room. It should send whoever sent you the thing that you're screenshotting or was responsible for it on social media a little just audio clip of... And they don't know who it's from. They're like, fuck,
cool.
It's getting traction in a
non-public way. I would love that.
Non-public I think that would be quite flattering.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you... I reckon it would be cool if iPhones had, like, a stalking mode, like your suggestion of, hey, you didn't know that.
Of course, yeah.
Would be cool. You know how when you hand someone your phone to show someone something and they're like, don't touch anything, don't accidentally like it.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm not a fucking amateur. I'm not going to accidentally like it. But you do never trust the person holding your phone.
No, I would never trust. Yeah.
So it would be awesome if you could enable stalk mode and it was not possible to like anything.
So then what's... So stalk.
Oh, I love like, that. So the screen has become untappable.
Basically.
Except to scroll. But then not even.
No, you'd have to be able to. If you can't scroll, what's the point?
Maybe.
Just showing the photo, because that's often the problem as well. You show someone, you know, one photo. All of a sudden they're going over to left to see a few other things from the party. And then they go left even more. And then it's a screenshot of something lame they said yesterday. Like, you know, you could be caught out.
Yeah.
So it's like
but,
limiting the use of the
so
phone.
So you just want to lock... You know what you should do?
But show what's on the screenshot.
Screenshot, home phone, lock the phone. Mate. No, screenshot.
Home screen.
Home. Save it to your home screen.
Get rid of all your apps. Delete everything. Every app slowly.
Get it printed onto one of those canvases.
Yeah.
Take it to someone's house.
Just turn it into a shirt and just give it to the person.
There should be a function on a phone where it's a painting. I suppose just invent the painting.
I think that now people... Like, it's pretty, if you hand someone, because, like, regularly you'll hand someone's Instagram account, like, on your phone.
Yep.
Be like, have a look at that. This is the person I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I don't know anyone that would be that cruel in this day and age to double tap and like a photo from you. Like, I think that's one of the lowest. Who?
Jonathan Schuster.
Oh, okay. Did he do it to you?
Yeah. I think he's done it to a lot. That's his thing, I feel like, to cheekily do what you'd think no one would ever do.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like some people, that's the risk. If that's someone's thing, is to be cheeky and to kind of know that you wouldn't think that he would, but that's kind of why it's funny to do it anyway.
This is boring probably, but we had, you remember a few weeks ago we were looking at that jelly?
The what?
The jelly.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at like all these Instagrams.
What sort of
right?
jelly?
It was just jelly on Instagram, and we were like really a couple of us, and we were really animated about them all. Tom came into it later, and he had his opinions on them.
I'm sure he did.
He did, but he liked one that we were all giving him shit about that was bad. Anyway,
it was
whatever.
The best jelly.
I mean, what's wrong? You don't be mean about your jelly preference.
Whatever.
We're all different people, you know.
It was the vibe.
They all agreed on another one.
Anyway,
which in retrospect was better than my one.
They told me you spineless.
No,
back yourself on
wrong.
Your jelly.
His spine is much like jelly.
I can't even stand for that. What's clearly a subjective preference.
But we realised that we had been driving on your phone after a while. Like, we were holding your phone for like 15 minutes.
Oh, my God,
after,
yeah.
And we ran that idea up the flagpole of like, posting one of the jellies from drink, totally. Doing an Instagram story. And then it was really funny. It was this really nice, honest moment between like three of us. We're all like, this is none of our sense of humor to do this like sporting joke from Tom's phone.
Totally.
Even though it felt like it was the prime opportunity to shame you by having something posted, we all like instantly talked ourselves out
of
it.
Do you think you might have done it maybe 6 years ago?
I think that
you're like Tom's gay. That was the big joke. Nothing was funnier than that in 2006.
Yeah, I think that we probably would have all been like caught up more in the moment. But it was nice to. It's like when you decide to not say something.
I think that's a really actually a beautiful. Not the bit about you going back on your jelly. I think that's pathetic. But you choosing not to post. I think it shows how far we've come as adults that respect each other.
I think also that I kind of got that process kicked off. Because I think in a culture where it's quite normal to be kind of antsy if someone holds your phone for even 5 seconds, I feel like to give someone your phone for a while kind of involves quite a lot of trust. Ooh. So for that to have been broken would be kind of lame to do, I feel like, because then that's the normal. You're like setting society back, you know.
Yeah.
You're making it even worse. You're giving people a reason to be worried.
That you created the conditions
for
us to be moral.
Yeah, you were never going to do it because you... Yeah, I think so.
So you...
I think
you're taking credit for it.
I think I'm just.
He turned himself into the protagonist.
That's the craziest, the craziest angle to take on that.
And actually, I knew
it's actually
was the best jelly, and I just did to be controversial and to create conversation.
How much stuff?
I knew it was the middle one the whole time.
How much stuff do you reckon is on your phone right now that could get you into that? You would be very bad for your social in your social circle.
What a great question.
Well, I legitimately, when I did your show that you, which now I'm helping you run quite poorly, that you did with Sam Campbell, the live one at the Gladstone, I had some slides, which I'm now famous for, big part of my stand-up comedy.
Have you heard about this, Sophie? All he does is slide comedy now.
I've seen some slides, up but there with the clicker. All that he did.
He had to do set the other night without slides, and he was sweating, like he was so scared.
I drove to Officeworks and spent $130 on dongles.
And then couldn't make it work, so then he had to go for a long walk alone to try to think about a joke that didn't involve a slide.
Well, I just needed to think about what I was going to do. It's very normal. There's not many gigs, you know, and haven't done them for a while. But point is, when I was putting it up and like with Canva, like figuring out how it was going to work, I haven't taken one of these for a while, but it like got, I think he clicked, I think he was sending me a photo via AirDrop and it opened my photos.
Who's
and
this?
Cambo. And it was up on the projector when we were setting up. There was like a guy that worked in the Gladstone and Cambo. And I think you were in the room as well. Two pictures of my dick up on the thing. And I went,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just like for maybe 5 seconds or something. And I'm like, like from years ago. It must be on the cloud or like, that's no good. No one saw it.
So on the projector at the upstairs room of the Gladstone.
Exactly.
With two photos of your dick.
Conditions in which you could see it. So it was perfect, really.
That's crazy.
But that's a recent example for me of getting
it's
caught.
Funny, it's funny when like the worst possible thing happens. It's not.
But it actually wasn't as bad as I thought because it's like so. I mean, it's kind of a hacky thing, a hacky answer to your question, really. It's like what's incredible.
Well, yeah, I never would have thought that was true. I'm talking more just like when you're being like, Tom is a fucking piece of shit with his jelly's lame or whatever.
Hang on, but
and
which
then
app are we talking? Are we?
I'm just talking phone.
All of
all
it.
Phone because
well, then everyone's screwed.
Yeah, like sometimes I notice that people freaked out by my texting manner, like they like, they don't want to talk about the thing that I'm
a lot
about
of capitals.
So you're in there's no
it's all caps. Like you're being intense, Sophie.
I hate Triple J. It's like, hi Sophie, how are you today? I don't want to do pleasantries. I want to talk about Triple J's grammar.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I'm like so deep. Probably same as you guys though. Like I've you know how you hand over all your privacy to all these apps, and it's like. It's annoying to even be forced to think about privacy now because it's like, I'm so fucked. I can't even think about it.
But they don't judge that much, like the apps and stuff.
Yeah. But even when it comes up as a conversation, like I just want to bury my head in the sand. And similarly with this issue, like the horse has bolted for me. Like I'll talk about anything over text and my phone is just like full of so many incriminating things.
Are there people that would refuse to do anything that could be incriminating if someone had their phone via text for that reason? I feel like that's a very cautious lifestyle to lead.
Yeah, I think so. But there are people like that. They are. Yeah, they're very like. Yeah, they won't.
Say anything on the record.
Yeah, they really.
Really?
Are you an attorney? Come on.
Yeah.
You're scared of the paper friend. Trail.
They fully are. The thing that I bank on, hopefully, is that. like everything is so incomprehensible. Like it would be impossible to follow the thread of everything that's going on.
Totally. Do you think because you don't use capitals, they won't be able to work it out?
That's why she's using capital, non-capital. It's like, oh, what's this new language?
Exactly.
The grammar is not great.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, pronounced retard in a bit of a different way to try and get away with it.
I think that's a good point, though. So if it is, the context is too deep.
And
I think at least
content.
With threads.
You'd have to scroll back so much.
I think
much
photos,
to get juicy.
My gallery would be the most dangerous place for me. But I think through messages like WhatsApp Messenger, like group chats, people are like, I don't want people to get in my group chat. Good luck.
Totally.
Like if you can, if you have, I don't know, 95 hours like to sit there and scroll through, I'll probably get in a lot of trouble.
That's
but
a
like,
good way to conceptualize chit-chat. All chit-chat is just diluting the bitching to make it more difficult to be tracked down should anyone come across any of my accounts.
So every time I'm going to drop some saucy gossip, I'll be like, all right, everyone needs
How's
to do 25 minutes of idle chit-chat to bury it.
Exactly.
Mm.
Okay, so you think gallery screenshots, no good.
Last week I deleted 371 screenshots.
So you just sorted a screenshot?
I just went into screenshots and just went and deleted.
I once played a game with some friends where we're so fun. This makes me sound like the biggest loser. But we all guessed how many screenshots we had in our phone.
Oh, that is a good game. That's a terrific game.
And then lined up in the order that we thought would be the most screenshots.
Oh, fuck off. That's so fun.
And then,
that is a great game.
And then we changed, and then we revealed what the numbers were, and then we, like, changed
it's
the order.
It is a TV show pitch.
Yeah, totally.
It's a great show.
It's exactly what Craig Rucastle was doing on that.
Take it to Viacom for us, Sam.
No, they won't. They're past this. This is too young for them.
We then played it afterwards with selfies and stuff, but screenshots is funnier because it reveals something, like, more deep about the person.
Were
anyway,
you
I've,
top?
Yes. Yeah, so
and did everyone think you were top?
I've since played this game.
I feel like everyone would have been like, it's a safe bet that Sophie's at the top.
I don't know what, maybe, I don't know why I give off that vibe, but obviously I do. And I have since played this game with other people. I've never found anyone that has more screenshots than me.
Oh my God.
Now that came across as a bit of a, like you were kind of happy about that.
Hang on, you just deleted yours.
No, but that wasn't all of them.
But I haven't. Could we go head to head?
Oh, yeah. I won't. Do you want me to play as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Another funny version of this game, well, it's not quite the same game, but it's funny to see how many posts people have done on Instagram. There are some true psychos that
I
love to look at the number of posts. There are people that do like 13,000 posts, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yes. Posts on Instagram.
I still have so many, after my big day.
I'm not sure if I could be beaten here.
I reckon I'm still going to win, even with the amount that I deleted the other week.
Really?
I don't know if I'm going to win, but I'll just say that when I went to check, it hadn't loaded yet, the number, so I feel like that's a good sign.
What do you mean loading? It's not
time
kidding.
To the number.
I didn't know phones like loaded if it's not.
Nor did I until I saw that.
So we're just going into thing, and then we're going to search and typing in screenshots.
No. Just go to the screenshots folder on the iPhone.
You know, like media types down here?
Yeah, go to media types. You get into here, and it'll tell you some interesting data.
Hang on, media types.
Scroll all the way to the bottom in the gallery. Don't open up the photo. Like,
based on this alone,
Tom's got one of those Japanese
like
iPhones here.
Oh, yeah, no, here we go. Yeah,
okay.
Based
same
on this
thing,
alone,
yeah.
I feel like you're going to have more than him because
he doesn't even know.
Because you don't even know how to
No, but he's been filtering it. I can't lose here.
No, but mine is still so big.
Okay. You go first.
I'm so scared that I won't have the most, but I still think I'll have the most.
I honestly think I'll still have, like, when you include the amount that I delete, okay, 761 I have.
Okay.
Screenshots?
Yeah.
I can't believe you thought you'd have the most.
761, but add in the extra 360 odd.
Sure.
That's a fair few. That's 371. So I'm over 1,000 then.
People,
that's a lot.
You can't add one.
But also, I got a new phone in the start of lockdown. So
totally.
Add that in. If I had my old, maybe would be like.
I mean, totally.
But didn't you bring across your old stuff?
Oh, I had some dodgy backup issue. I lost a lot.
Totally.
I lost a lot.
So
a
actually,
lot of screenshots.
The other thing. I feel like
mainly
this is,
I got everything from to the end of 28. I lost all of 2019 screenshots,
that
basically.
Is sad. That is, you know, people lost lives and jobs in COVID and you lost screenshots.
I lost years of screenshots.
I lost a year once as well. It's no good.
It is bad because then all of a sudden you scroll through your gallery, you miss a year and you're back to like things that are so
you're
far in the past.
You're chatting to people you don't talk to anymore. You're like, oh, the fifth person
you
I
can't remember
is that
the
joke.
The context's too deep. It's like I'm going through my own phone, not understanding it.
You don't even understand who they're bitching about.
Another really fun phone thing to do is to go to exactly a year ago to today in your iMessages and see who you were texting a year ago.
No.
And it's so fucked up.
It'd be bad stuff.
I don't even talk to that person anymore.
Oh, my God.
It's a real...
I don't want to do that because then I'll see the, like, me trying to be cool in text. Like,
yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, I love that
because
thing.
Texting child... texting child. That's not a Freudian slip. Don't worry about that. Texting styles change, yeah. And, like, reading your old texts, embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I want to type Gladstone into your iMessage and hopefully see two pics of your dick.
Oh, I just saw another one.
Oh, my God.
How many photos of your penis do you have?
Because it's, there's a few different categories.
Of penises?
Oh no, but as in, like, it going through the albums, like, it's...
You should hide them.
Yeah, I've tried. I've done it before.
Yeah, so you know how to do it.
Them all, but then it's
no, but you can just go hidden out of gallery and it creates a hidden folder.
Oh, I just want to get rid of them. I don't need.
You don't need that. You've got to. You can see whatever you want.
Exactly.
Okay, Tom, you go then with your number.
Huh. I've got 3,837.
This is like it's so fun to win, but it's also not fun to win because you guys are going to be very disturbed.
Oh my God!
How many? But how? When did you last? Like this is probably forever, right?
Well, it's measuring how many screenshots you take, but also how prudent you've been. In
also,
up
and also, and how much data? Like, what's the size of your iPhone?
Exactly.
I think I've got a 64 gig.
That is relevant.
So you might have 128.
This is how many I have.
27,000. 31, 20,000 more, and you're like 700. Oh my God, I was confident. I'm like, how could you have more than 3,000?
You know what? I do understand because when you're like the Japanese thing and it makes that noise, it annoys me. And it's like, I'm like, yeah, but like,
every now and then,
but if it's going like every 13 seconds,
it's like having a clock.
You would never get to sleep. You'd be going,
it was so funny. You didn't seem to understand why I found it so funny.
No! Wow, that's so many photos.
Yeah.
And how many total photos do you have then?
Oh, that's a good question. Can you.
Like, are the majority, are you taking many selfies or it's just kind of screenshots?
82,000.
I mean, so it's an active, it is an active camera.
Jesus.
That's a very active camera.
That's crazy.
And you are you ever cleaning it up in there, ever deleting?
No, I need to do that, but like it's too But hard.
Where would you start?
Yeah. There's no way you
But where would
it
you
up
start
anymore?
With that amount of photos?
I know. I don't, it's so dumb that I should clean them up at the time. Like I hoard them basically because like I don't, it's often that you just see something to send to someone as opposed to
oh,
like.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course,
you're not treasuring
you're keeping
it.
For later. You could almost delete them all now.
You don't think they're a treasure, but when you lose all of 2019, you're like, I miss it.
Yeah.
I'd be devastated.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I think, have you ever gotten back to the start of your gallery? Like, when was the last time you scrolled to the start? It would take you, I can't imagine, 82,000 photos.
It would
I mean,
be a long scroll, wouldn't it?
I mean, I can get there so quick.
I feel like that's the bit that's I've seen the most because I do that every now and then and sometimes it automatically does it. It's the stuff in the middle that would be more entertaining for me.
Mm.
That's the stuff that you haven't seen.
I do wonder because I go to my like old, the old, I was trying to say my old family. I meant like parents.
That's who he's trying to screen capture the Zoom with.
No, but like, they have like, at their houses, they have like all these photos on the mantelpiece and I just don't think I'll have any of those.
Mm.
Because it's all in these fucking galleries that I'm too scared to go into. And it's just all screenshots. Like maybe I need to start printing out some of these. Like
Screenshots.
And
framing them.
Yeah, and framing them as like key memories in my life.
That's how special they are to him. You've got 27,000 of them.
Well,
this
you don't know.
Like printing them off and framing
I've got
them.
700. They're all precious to me. I don't screenshot unless it's serious.
Yeah.
I feel like what I've in, kind of seriously what I've done for good photo, I've started like paying for cloud storage with Dropbox. And have folders in there of like stuff I want to keep for like, you know, decades or whatever. Because I think naturally you do miss backups and stuff, and like, there's so many in your in the iCloud, you're gonna lose.
What does that say you back? Dropbox.
Couldn't tell you. I reckon like not much, maybe $80 or $70 a year or something like that. Like it's not crazy.
Mm.
I mean, it's not cheap though.
Is this an ad?
You just want to take a photo.
Has your Is the Squarespace one coming up next?
Well, I wish.
I wish we had ads. How do we get ads? Probably got to have better things to talk about than screenshotting for 40 minutes.
No, but this is...
I mean, this is all game. I would ever want to talk about.
Exactly. The other thing to talk about, though, is the my big news from today, which Taunton's aware of. But
oh, can I say, I don't think anything would be more up your alley than this.
So, I mean, the story starts, I suppose. I was performing at The Running Joke, which I think you were there the other night.
It's a great Taunton. Comedy. It's a magician's comedy and the magician that runs it is, I would say, turning into quite a close friend of mine.
Like a 50-year-old.
This 50-year-old great guy. The other night I walked in and he goes, Sam, and I was like, yeah, and he goes, there's a bunny costume out the back. There's a note on it that says, don't touch, but you can touch it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, thank you, James.
This is why I got into the business.
Do you want to come to one of the shows?
Like, what is
it? It's a magic club. Mm. It's a venue in Darlinghurst, which I didn't know about.
Do you remember?
Specifically for magic.
Henry, Becky, and Cam did a weird tour there like 3 years ago. And now it's like a full-time comedy club, weirdly. But on Saturday nights, this guy, this 50-year-old Greek guy who trained under Siegfried and Roy.
Wow. Whoa.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Vegas. This is his opener. But he goes, I've got a new opener. Do you want to hear it? And I was like.
It's so funny. Like, yeah. That's a bit like the clown school. Like,
yeah, man.
You know how people carry the, we trained with the person.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And, like, that person didn't even register.
Totally.
The other ones exist, you know.
What?
It's like Golia is, like, drunk on wine all the time. And I was like, I mean, I assume so. I don't know.
Oh, as in, like, the guy wouldn't even remember the person.
That's
they do so many, like, training things for, like, a week for...
It's like all these open micers say they open for Tom Cashman. It's like you have no idea who they are.
I don't fucking know you, dude.
This is his opener. This is what his James. James is his name. I hope he doesn't listen to this. But you know, magicians aren't listening to podcasts. But he goes, I've been a magician for 35 years, trained in Las Vegas with the best, Siegfried and Roy, opened up this club, I've toured all over the world, and now I'm on JobKeeper. And I was like, hell yeah.
That's the joke.
I mean, yeah, that's the joke. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, you should have laughed then.
No.
I feel like I'm bombing. It's not even my joke. It hurts still.
At best. What's the twist?
No, it's good. I think it's a good joke.
That's just the...
Is that a joke?
I feel like that's what everyone would expect the trajectory of a magician to be.
I was like, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't been on the dole earlier.
Yeah, you've done pretty well before, but, like, the inevitable has occurred. It was about time, mate.
He has a certain charm that would sell that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, absolutely. He's a funny guy.
I was expecting, like, my earnings disappeared, you know, something like that, something in outer space.
That
I wouldn't
a that's not bad.
So,
that's really good.
Yeah.
A funny thing that's happened to Becky, Cam, give that and Henry to him, as well is they went to this place which no one else knew existed like a few years back and then saw a show and they're the only audience members there and were treated to this like kind of one-on-one with him and like he had beers with them and he showed them backstage and it was like this like for 4 hours I think it was like this
there
crazy
was smoking night. Backstage with the doves there's doves in cages
wow.
And stuff
and it was this big story they had that no one else
sorry
no one else knew even this place existed but now it's opened up as a comedy club and everyone is going there and everyone's talking about it and they're like
it's
they've
funny,
just lost
though,
the exclusivity of the story.
This is a very negative attitude and it sounds great, but it kind of reminds me, you know how it's annoying how we always import everything from overseas? Like when there's like a meme and then it's on American internet, which we all have access to, and then like there's some shitty Melbourne version 3 weeks later.
Totally. Yeah. Like, humans of Melbourne, fuck off.
It's just
I'm in my second year of studying artwork and design.
Humans of Melbourne. Give me a fucking break.
Got two cats. Who cares?
I hate it so much because I'm like, you didn't think of your own idea and you think that we haven't seen humans of Melbourne.
Yeah, totally.
It's like appalling. But this does sound genuinely great, but I always, whenever I would see friends in LA and they'd be at like, is it White Castle, the magic place or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And I'd always be like, what is that? And I'd Google it. And then I'm like, oh, we don't have that equivalent there. So I feel like maybe is this kind of like an attempt to replicate that?
White Castle?
Well, I mean, it's not.
Is it White Castle fast food?
No, yeah, you're thinking of...
I think it is that.
No, but I know the place you're talking about. It's like
Harold
the Magician's Club. Yeah. It's not that, Tom. It's the, like, the magician, and it's the magician's bar, and they all... It's like
so
the,
fucking annoying this. When you're listening to a podcast and people do this, and you're like, it's this, and you're screaming out.
Oh, totally,
out,
yeah.
It is...
Well, I don't know what it
looks. I don't know right now.
I mean, I don't know.
I know I've got it wrong. And
you've
I don't
been
know
the listener
answer.
In the...
Yeah. I reckon it is castle something. It's something castle.
I think I've, like...
I feel like they have some sort of like magician organization over there, which is kind of more entrenched. What this reminds me of is kind of a few. I've seen the shins before. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you had them stopped on before?
Okay, so what have you got, Tom, for us?
So basically, a week later, I get a message on Instagram from a woman, and she says, "Hey, Tom, I'm a casting producer from Endemol Shine. I came to see you do stand-up a few weeks ago. Thought you were great. So how about that? And wondered if you had ever considered doing some reality TV. I have a show in mind, yes. But probably
oh my
best.
God, I know exactly what it is. I'm so excited.
Do you know this person?
No. Oh. This is so exciting. Like,
she works in television. She knows.
She knows.
I'm the beautiful mime meme right here. Literally happened like just 3 days ago. Did I see the news announced that Beauty and the Geek was coming back?
Now, what side of the pendulum do you think Tom falls on?
Well, that's so good. It's not bad. Oh my God.
So I had.
It's so funny.
Is it actually that? By the way?
An inkling.
But you know why, Sophie? She saw him do the slides.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't doing slides.
No slides.
This is straight stand-up.
Have you told her about the slides?
Oh, mate.
She's gonna say I do graph comedy sometimes.
Oh, you are so gonna love this.
She'll guarantee you to the final.
It's so totally funny the way. Like, so is it literally that?
So I had a call today with her. So I revealed it to a few people, and I think you or someone said that they were in a Facebook group where like the announcement had gone out that Beauty and the Geek were casting. So it looked.
I'm in the same Facebook
also
group.
I went to her LinkedIn page, the person who messaged me, and she had worked on previous seasons of Beauty and the Geek. So I had strong suspicions, but spoke to her this afternoon, gave her a ring, and then she had to. It was fun knowing it was Beauty and the Geek and listening to her kind of like.
How did she?
Like, I loved your set. She was like, oh, I was choking with laughter. I was snorting. Like, you were so funny. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, really buttering me up. And then, like, so this is a great opportunity. And, like, I mean, go easy on me here. I'm just going to reveal what it is.
Oh, that's
Beauty
so
and the Geek.
Geek.
I hope that's not offensive, that you're a bit of a geek. And then what? I thought you were going to say I was going to be one of the beauties.
Of course. Did that kill?
No. Nah. Nothing. Not a laugh at all.
Everyone probably does that joke, though.
I suppose. But even then... humor it a little bit, like let me.
The problem is, geek is not beauty. Just implies that they're beautiful, and the geeks are not.
Yeah.
Like you're. I think the problem is she's gonna see how handsome you are.
Well, this
and
is
be
the
like
thing
you've
that
got
I
to jump.
To talk about
you're
a
handsome
bit,
man.
Is that I have told I think my girlfriend and like you and maybe my sister that this like because no, I got the message like 2 days.
I feel like
ago
none of those people are going to be like you should be in the other camp.
No, but like it's just led to it's such a funny thing to occur where it's just led to so many compliments. Everyone's like, that's crazy. How did they? You're too good. You're such a cool guy. I can never see. You know what? They're probably changing it this season where all the geeks are the coolest
dude,
guys in the world.
That is the twist. That exactly. Probably is the twist. And it's going to be it's like she's all that in reality TV and
totally.
It'll turn, they'll do a twist and the beauties become ugly and then the
I mean, I did look at previous seasons. There is a bit of a makeover thing. So they're kind of looking for people, I think, that, you know, a bit good on camera and maybe they can do a bit of a makeover.
I really think you should do it.
I felt that buttering up, by the way, in her message. It was great to hear that. Even like, just trying to conceal what she was actually.
Oh,
you can always
all she was thinking is, oh, this guy is definitely geeky enough to do the show and I've ticked another person off in the casting department.
But I don't necessarily like want to compliment you, but I do feel.
Oh my God, how hard. Just say he's a handsome man, Sophie.
No, but I feel like they do. It is that, it like they want. I don't want like repulsive people on that show. Like,
no, it needs
they
to
want,
be a
and they're also making a
balance.
Don't you reckon as well on that show? I've never really seen it, but I think they
great show.
Want to make the subtle point that like they kind of want to shit on like buff guys, you know, like that kind of. They want to be like these are the cool guys. They want to elevate those guys. Isn't there supposed to be some love story? So they want her to fall in love with. Geek, don't they?
Is it?
Well, I think that it
I
was
thought
a
they were just
show.
Battling out to see. I've never watched a show. I thought they battled out to see who was better, the beauty or the geeks. I didn't know there was a
no.
So there's like a it's bachelorette a
yeah.
style,
but it's kind of not. They couple them up, but I don't think much happens. And I think the kind of overall point. I mean, I wrote a sketch about it like a month ago, and I was watching all like lots of it, to which it feels weird that I've like manifested itself in some way, because I was making fun of like Mark Zuckerberg and
stuff. Write a sketch about having $1 billion,
but now I'm on it. It's like Mark Zuckerberg was like knew it was me and is getting revenge somehow using his power.
Dude.
But I think basically the joke is they get kind of, or at least previously, she assured me that it's not this vibe anymore. But basically they get kind of vapid, beautiful women and geeky guys, and that's get them to like explain stuff to each other and do games together and kind of like show how different they are. And like, there's,
but are there buff guys?
No. But like,
you're meant to, I think, like as a viewer, be like, oh, there's such a nice guy, she should go out with someone like him. Where in reality, guys like that think that they deserve girls like them always. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's sort of like,
well, particularly now, geeks are on top.
Do they do it the other way and go geeky girls with the buff dudes?
So I should have asked that, but I would imagine surely in 2020, because she was saying to me, she was like, look, the last time they filmed it is in 2013. So it's like, it was wild. And they were doing stuff on there that like you wouldn't get away with in 2020. So it's going to be a different vibe. It's going to be more
blackface.
Inclusive.
They were doing blackface.
She kept saying, I'm like, what were they doing? She was like, oh, you know.
They said some words. What words? Say it. I'm about to record the Zoom.
Exactly. I figured out how to do it. I'm a geek. I'm no Sam Taunton. I'd imagine surely there's some women geeks. I think they'd have to.
Oh, there's heaps of women geeks out there. But are they ready for Australian TV screens? No, Sophie, let's cross to you on this.
I just want to know more about what happened in this phone call, and then how did you end it? Where did you end up?
So she did what, because it's basically everyone I've told, which is like three people that like this potentially could be the case. I've delivered it as a bit of like, how funny is that I get scouted. Like some people are getting messages being like, oh, do you want to do our comedy show? I get messages being like, do you want to be a geek on television? But every person has said, tried to like, you've seen the cogs ticking as I deliver the news. They're like, this is actually a great thing, as opposed to enjoying the hilariousness of it. But which has just been funny to see and kind of like justified, I think. But she was doing the same thing. She was like, oh, you sound, she said I have good communication skills.
Yeah, I imagine some of these fellas she is having to have phone calls with.
Yeah.
She's like, sorry, it's not Love on the Spectrum I'm trying to cast here.
She asked me if I think I'm socially inept enough to be on the show. I'm like, oh, I'm awkward sometimes. Like, I had to kind of talk myself up.
This is a problem. Okay, I think you should do it.
Yeah, should I do it?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I don't think
the problem is, I think these evil producers in the world of TV are going to really not, like, you'll be too normal. You'll be too, obviously, you're going to be too handsome, but then you're going to be too normal and your story won't get pushed up.
I feel like
it'll be the World of Warcraft.
What at least they did previously is they clearly, and I can show you some photos, dressed kind of regular guys up as geek, like they're in some outfits, which are just the geek, like no one would wear that. It's like, it's a costume basically. And then they do kind of like a makeup-y thing.
They put you in nerd face.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of the intro scene of Tom Cashman.
Hello,
you
everyone.
Walking with like a MacBook under your arm. Yes, I'm an accountant. Oh, I love graphs. I love collecting data. I also do a bit of stand-up comedy. Yeah.
She's like, and
I've
at
got
some
a
point,
subscription to Dropbox.
It's only $85.
$9 a month.
I feel like as a viewer, you're meant to like congratulate yourself for seeing the fact that you're like not a total nerd. You're like, I could see that one was okay. It's kind of meant to empower the viewer to think that they're really good at seeing through bullshit.
Okay. Totally. And I think this is good. That's a great insight. That's what they're trying to, you're trying to make Tom feel better.
No,
but they're
making
it easier and easier in that, because I remember watching the first, I feel like the first one was like in 07 or something, and I think I watched a bit of it, and I think they were legitimate huge nerds.
Very across this series.
Well, I Googled a bit of it.
I had a childhood friend that was on it.
Right.
But he was so muscly, which is why I'm confused that maybe they did have, or maybe he came in to help. Maybe it was
to help them.
It was like ripped dudes and geeky guys competing for the love of a woman.
Nah, that's a different show, I think.
God, what was he on?
Yeah, it must
Troy
be
Thompson
else.
Was his name. He was so muscly.
Yeah. No, I mean, it could have been a muscly geek. But I think in the first series, it was like real geeks, like people doing PhDs in astrophysics and stuff and kind of like actual big nerds. even still then, to agree to be on the show, they have to be, you know, some of the biggest geeks, they kind of can't make eye contact. They're not very good socially. Like, they wouldn't go on shows like that. So they must be the kind of real go-getters and, like, social people of their community. But I think since they've tried to make it, yeah, easier for people to have that revelation and kind of get more regular-ish people and that in there and, like, dress them up and then make it easy for people to have that revelation and kind of feel inclusive, as you say.
It's like Clark Kent, you know, like that's the extent of the cover-up.
See, this is the thing. I get asked to be on Meeting the Geek, all of a sudden I'm Superman.
It's very like...
I've got more compliments in my
life. I don't know if you're Clark Kent. I don't know if that was...
But it's also just like, it's so funny because I feel like they're trying to make some point that nerds are actually great deep down. But they also know that TV is a visual medium and no one wants to see someone truly gross on TV.
That is true. And I say this all the time because, you know, when people are like... That, like, a lot of Hollywood is, like, unrealistic standards of beauty. And it's like, what are you fucking... We all, like, looking at nice, hot... No, but it's just nice. Yeah. Our eyes like hot, attractive people. It's like they get paid heaps of money. How about they fucking put in the work and become attractive people? Because we don't want to look at slobs and be like, but Lisa look like the rest of us. Yeah. It's like, it's better if they look good.
Yeah. You would complain. It's kind of like, going to any other service and then it's just really shit. You know what I mean? You expect the best.
It's also like your
entertainment.
I said recently to someone like Anna Kendrick. Mm. You know her?
Pitch Perfect. Yeah. The cup video.
Yeah, like in my opinion. Sorry.
It turns out I'm a big fan of Anna Kendrick. Well, you know that one thing she did on Letterman that time?
You might then disagree with me. Like, in my opinion,
I don't like her.
Not attractive enough to be a celebrity.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're this far into the podcast. How far in are we to be dropping shit like this? I mean, that's crazy. I watched that, I think during mid lockdown. A TV show came out on Stan that...
Yeah, I watched it too.
What were your... I thought it was obviously horrible, but she... I thought she was so bad and...
So bad. Everyone was... all of her partners were... Love interests were way too attractive for her. It was like I could not suspect...
I like that guy she had the baby with.
Oh, yeah. He was too attractive for her though.
He was like a Brooklyn hipster. And I'm like, she would never get a Brooklyn hipster.
Never. He wouldn't look twice at her. Absurd.
She's kind of a victim of like I guess she is like probably a bit funny. Like she'd probably be cool to make, I don't know, like to hang out with. Mm. And then Hollywood people are just like, she's the best person ever. It's like the Jennifer Lawrence thing. And you're like, I mean, yeah, what? She's got,
But Jennifer Lawrence is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
You don't have to be, I probably said that slightly wrong because I don't. There's a place for people that aren't like stunningly beautiful on TV. It's great.
Of course.
It's like.
And it's Beauty and the Geek.
Exactly. Get him in there.
You and Anna Kendrick in next season.
If the differentiation isn't made clear in the name of the show, I don't want to see it.
Just in no man's land. It's like.
I agree. I think there's kind of two different categories, and like there's model-esque people. Which kind of, I feel like I associate kind of ugly people with prestige television.
Yes.
Because people that are ugly, that means the show is going to be fucking sick.
Great.
Because the plot is going to be good enough to justify me looking at this person's face.
Oh my God, it's
often fantastic. If you watch a show, like The Sopranos, they're all ugly, but God, it's good.
Yeah.
Christopher's, I think, an attractive man.
But even them, they look good, but like just not kind of top tier. But then there's top tier kind of okay television, but like they're all hot. But yeah, she's... not hot enough to be that in that tier,
totally.
But not good enough to be in the other tier. So it's like she's halfway in between. So you're like, oh,
she's like band 4 in the HSE.
But you know, her career, not to be like, her career is a band 4 in the HSE. Like it is. Is she headlining movies? No. She can have a TV series, but we're not going to roll her out in La La Land 2. Even though she'd be great, she can sing, dance.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing she's done? Pitch Perfect.
And she wasn't the lead. Oh, no, she was the lead.
She's always just like the role that she's given, like the thing that she's cosplaying is like as the attractive person.
Yeah.
It's very disconcerting. I'm like, but you're not that.
What do you think about Emma Stone then?
No, I like looking at Emma Stone personally.
No, yeah, big time.
It's beautiful. We do like looking at them. That's what we want out of a movie star. We want to look at them. And that goes back to my point. It's like, I don't want to see let me look at nice, hot people.
But over the last 10 years, I reckon certainly like big action movies, like the male roles. And I feel like the Guardians of the Galaxy guy is a good example of this.
Chris Pratt,
the kind of the mainstream like male guy. became a bit funny. Like, he's a bit kind of like being ironic and
sarcastic. Ryan Reynolds might fall into this category as well.
You can't be kind of too straighty 180. Mm. And if you are, that's kind of the exception to the rule. Like Captain America, maybe he's a bit more straighty 180, but that's kind of the exception. And like the female leads, I think similar. Emma Stone, pretty funny. And I feel like Anna Kendrick maybe got her gigs because she's kind of, people think of her as being a bit funny, but she's kind of not funny enough and not hot enough. Because I think some of the really hot people aren't that funny, but we laugh anyway because they're so beautiful.
If Brad Pitt makes a joke, I'd be on the floor laughing. I'd be like, how does he do it all?
He's great.
He can do it all.
Then after reading, I'm like, oh my God, this guy's a goddamn genius. If he was an eight, I'd be like, next.
That Chris, a Captain America, that guy sucks. He's funny. Yeah. But he used to date, what's her name? Netflix special.
Sarah Silverman.
No.
Ellen DeGeneres.
And it was about how she was nervous, stage fright. Jenny Slate. Yeah, they dated. Yeah, which
Chris
I always
Evans.
Thought.
Yeah,
that which, was... That's a weird. Mm. Yeah, it's what I want this podcast to be, but.
It was kind of Beauty and the Geek.
It was Beauty and the Geek, exactly. I love that song.
Bit of a gossip.
Me too. So I just want to know more about how you're feeling about it. Like, is there some part of you that's tempted to do it?
Yeah, I think so. After having the chat with her today, because I feel like I was, I thought of it as very funny and potentially fodder for a show. To go to, like, see what happens and feel out the process. But then she was describing, I think the thing that got me, which really, she was like, there's just prize money.
How much?
She wouldn't tell me.
You'd get a fee to be in the
show.
You
get a fee, but she said that it's, like, not much. But she said it's not a dating show anymore. It's, like, mainly challenges. And they combine you with a beauty and you do challenges. Like, there'd be, I don't know.
Is that after you said that you've got a girlfriend and she said that?
You
haven't brought that up yet, have you, Tom?
I said I'm seeing someone, but it's early days.
Are you fucking kidding? How long have you guys been dating for? Like a year?
Yeah, I passed this with my girlfriend. She said it's fine.
She's like, if you find the beauty, take the beauty.
She didn't say it's fine to,
it sounded,
to go at the beauty, but yeah.
Because I speak fluent producer, when you were saying, she said it's mainly prize money, it sounded like her response to you being like, I'm actually seeing someone. And she's like, it's not about that. It's not about that. To me, I get the vibe that she's trying to tell you everything that you want to hear.
No, that's awesome. I mean, that is why it's interesting, because Tom was like, after chatting to the producer, the woman that's job depends on getting you to do the show.
I mean, absolutely. That's what, I think she did mention that it's not a dating show format before I revealed that I had a, because I was mindful of, I mean, yeah, definitely. She was like just telling me what I wanted to hear the whole time. But it did make me think of a world where you do it and, I don't know, I mean, imagine winning and winning money, but then also, but like, yeah, how, I mean, I don't think I would, but
how? Win or go on the show?
No, go on the show. But like how inconsistent is it?
He's already on.
Because you are.
I might get top two.
This
but
is exactly, this is exactly what happens to all reality contestants, because they're like,
yeah,
but I am so lovable. So if I go on, what if I'm just the best one?
What if you're just loved?
Yeah.
You know, that's it actually makes you think about that. Mm. And then that actually just like boosts your career and it's only positive, which is such a narcissistic ideation to have. But it's like what the thought process is, because if it goes perfect, that is like on the cards, that it's like actually just good.
Mm.
Safran started on a fucking reality show.
That's true.
You know, people get out of it unscathed.
Well, I think you
there
might be.
There are a few. Chrissy Swan. Big Brother. People don't associate her with Big Brother.
No, totally.
I associate with her Big smoking Brothers. While pregnant. Yeah.
Exactly. I was actually watching on it.
I met her once and she was so lovely to me, but in my head, I was like, how could you?
How could you?
You have to go on the project and apologize.
Turned black.
I was working on Can of Worms when that happened.
Oh, awesome. With Dicko.
First time I've ever had that reaction to working on Can of Worms.
Can of Worms is sick. I loved it.
Dicko, Dan Ehrlich in the corner.
My favorite guest, Michael Hing.
Mine was Matt O'Kine.
But it was so funny that, because it happened. And people just not get over it on the Facebook page for the entire season. People
They were like, how dare you discuss it? Or
No, how dare you do this?
Well, she had to go on the project desk And I think the great man Charlie Pickering was probably hosting the show then. And I actually remember this whole conversation. I actually remember who was on the desk. She did a big apology and she was like, I'm so sorry. Sometimes. And then Charlie and then Limo was on the desk as well, which is awesome. And they were both like, look, it's tough giving up ciggies. And then Charlie goes, I used to be a pack-a-day smoker. And then Limo goes, I still smoke one cigarette every day. That's all. I have to do it. I just need to smoke the cigarette. It was the craziest TV. And then knowing, like, Limo charges darts still to this day.
You're like one.
That would be so fun to watch old episodes of the project to see, like, what the nation's concerns.
Totally.
Do you know that they did a one-hour special on finding Coney?
Yes, get him.
Yeah, and they were like, guys, down tools, we're going to do 1 hour special on it.
Usually we have a light touch about the news here, but not with something.
Imagine, it'd be awesome to binge watch The Project.
Yeah.
Be like, what are you watching? Oh, you're watching The Sopranos? I'm at season 5 of The Project right now. Yeah, I'm getting through 2012. I heard 2013, it really gets good. I think that's a Ray Badger joke.
Yeah.
Not about The Project,
it's a good
one.
Yeah. I really liked it.
It's a good joke.
I should cut this out, but I.
Through. Let's do this.
I feel like
Big Brother is a bit. Big Brother's a good example of, I think you can get through unscathed. And so a lot of people do it for that reason, to get some sort of media career in place. I think some people try and get on the dating ones for that reason, but then it's a bit kind of muddied because they're kind of seen in a kind of a serious romantic light, and it's like a difficult pivot, but some people do it, like the woman who did radio with Rove.
Sam Frost.
You were offered Bachelor.
No, there was an email came through saying, would you want to have a meeting about doing Bachelor?
Wow.
And he said no. I think Bachelor would be more difficult to do comedy.
You guys know me. I'm a serious act. I'm a serious comedian.
I don't think people benefit from Bachelor. It's like very rare for anyone to benefit from Bachelor. Only the couples that stay together benefit because...
I did Matty J's podcast.
Oh yeah,
he's a lovely guy. He's a really nice
Who
dude.
Is he?
He was a bachelor guy and he surfs in Bondi. He's got a cute kid, and
he fell in love on The Bachelor.
Yeah, and they're still together.
Mm. Wow, Instagrammer.
Is that what you call him? Well, I mean, he is now. No, he does. He's got this podcast, The Babble. Big shout out to The Babble. And he does probably Nova, I guess.
Sure, okay.
But, yeah, like that's the only net benefit from it, if you actually find love, because obviously it would be good to find love as well. But it's like that's what's valued on the show. People are a bit they feel really ripped off when the person goes on and then they break up afterwards and they're like a bit tainted.
Totally.
Person. Whereas if people actually make it as a couple, it really allows the viewers to buy into the fantasy and then they can like start their fitness empire together or whatever.
Yeah,
that's are you following this season?
Small business.
Not really.
Okay. There's some controversy around a young Greek girl. That she was spotted at Bill's in Bondi the other day with someone that's not the winner and she's down to the final two.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Bella. Yeah.
The guy. Well, this is the thing that happened because, and this is the other funny thing about me potentially being Beauty and the Geek and why it would be kind of good, I think, is because my cousin from the country, I've got some family that live just outside of Griffith in Hilston in rural New South Wales. And
you would have popped there, probably.
It felt like
in a city, Sydney.
Too much detail. I was like on board when you said family in the country, and I'm like, she's still contextualizing it. Am I going
to
need this?
You know, you've been to Griffiths, right?
Is there a test?
But one of my second cousins was recently on Farmer Wants a Wife as one of the farmers. So it'd be good within the family, I think, to have kind of like the city boy as the geek, it's so weird. And then the country boy as the farmer.
Was it a positive experience for him?
I haven't talked to him. I don't know him that well. I saw him.
He was great on the show.
But he came off well. Like, yeah, I watched a bunch of it. You know, you're worried about some guy in your family's like reputation, but I think they just have to be farmers. And
all the blogs loved him. He was pretty funny. There was this winery guy. Who everyone kind of didn't like because he owned a winery and he was a bit slick and he had a bit of an American
Tasmania as well. It was an American guy who had a winery on the coast in Tasmania. It was like not a farmer, doesn't count.
Then there was some old guys and there was an old bloke whose wife left him recently. And then but Harry was his name, wasn't he? He was like a
similar to like Anna Kendrick.
Exactly.
When you hear an American accent on TV,
yes.
And I'm like, but why do you live here? Like, it genuinely infuriates me.
And to get on television, of course you're on fucking Australian.
You know, I was thinking that. You know when you meet like a French...
Go through the process of getting big in LA if you want to be on TV. Don't come here and kind of sneak around the corner.
When you meet a French or Italian person that lives in Australia and they're like, I love Australia, they were the biggest loser. Not the TV show. They were just a loser in France.
Oh, you
reckon? For them to be like, I'll give that up and come here.
I know. I have that cultural
cringe. We're just like, oh, you're so cultured. It's not. They were fucking the worst over there. The dumbest person in France.
Exactly. That's why we got to move to France. You're the Aussie guy. Yeah, the best one, actually. Don't check. Don't make any calls.
Totally.
So you're going to do it?
I don't know. I feel like... I had a coffee and then had a chat and I was like, I can see it. But I think in practice, very unlikely.
Can I say, I think that would be maybe the one situation of a reality show that could benefit your career perhaps.
It's a bit like I'm a Celeb. Yeah, people do kind of manage to.
Well, because it's like you're not going in. It's not like you're doing it. Like if you went on The Bachelor, for example, it's filled with ego. You're going on The Geeks. Like it's like there's no ego.
No, totally. I don't think ego would be a problem. I feel like the issues could be it's like 7 weeks. It's kind of boring.
Mm.
It would be like kind of fun though. It'd be quite stressful. I feel like I had a party last week. You guys came. I found that quite stressful. I haven't, had a party for a while and I feel like that's kind of part of why. But like, are you worried about what people are like, if everyone's having a good time, whatever. But if to know you're being filmed and this is kind of being entrenched in your reputation forever, that's quite stressful. I feel like that's a downside.
That is a downside.
But
it seems like you're attracted to the experience side of it. You're like,
it's sort of like a lifetime experience.
Yeah, and it feels like you want to do it because then you'll be able to get a really good stand-up show out of it. Which kind of means that you just want to do stand-up. You don't want to do the show.
But it's also funny.
But it's like
he can do this,
and then it's like the future shows with the legions of geek fans that he's made.
But it could be useful.
Think about room size. Think about career, Tom. Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
I just feel like nervous about it because I feel like we're trusting that you can control the narrative of what it will help turn out.
Oh, that's absolutely
yes.
You can't.
Good. This is the producer talking here.
And I just feel like, it's highly likely that they'd have the same sensibilities as us, and that would they'd show you at your best.
Yes,
but
there's always a slim chance
that.
Well, that's the other risk.
Like you know how we could do the worst possible interpretation of that story you were telling earlier when you were like, I think that I made you guys. Look, I put you in the right mindset to be nice about the jelly Instagram. Like, obviously, we like you, so we don't really think that. But
you could spin that to make me look like an asshole.
Absolutely.
So
it's
like kind of
everyone has qualities.
Tongue in cheek.
Totally. I feel like everyone has qualities that can be framed in either way.
Totally.
And it unnerves me a bit.
I feel like I was talking about this with my sister. Because I had an experience maybe years ago when I was performing stand-up at the Chippendale Hotel at an open mic. And there were like, it was a terrible night. There were like 12 people there. And I'd been watching Married at First Sight at the time. And there was one guy who was like involved. I think he was like a race announcer. And he was like the arsehole of the season. And he said some pretty arsehole-y things. I forget his name.
Anthony, I remember. You sent me a photo.
Anthony, yeah, that's right. And he was in the
You
photo.
Got that one saved, do you?
And I was like, you're the fucking guy from Married at First Sight. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, yes, you are. You're the guy. And then he didn't want to admit it in the show, but I talked to him afterwards. And he kind of told me a little bit about being on the show. And he didn't have a good time. He felt very mislabeled and like
really?
He hadn't been represented. I don't know how much of a practical negative effect that had on his life, like now, for example, but like a bunch of people would still recognize him. I would have if I hadn't.
And I don't think that, I don't, also when I say that you can, everyone has qualities that can be viewed in either way, I actually don't think you really do. Like, honestly, I think that you are.
Nah, but it could.
It's possible.
It could go.
But like, I reckon that you, like, because what they're always looking for in shows like that is for someone to like say a zinger that can end a scene. And like,
totally.
You would be able to do that.
Yeah,
like
get me in front of the reflection.
I think every time
room.
Tom comes on screen, there'll be like funky music, and he'll be looking for something. Like I think that would paint
I think
you.
He whispers like,
how's this guy a geek? I don't get it.
No, I don't think there'll be any of that.
Like, what the hell?
It'll be like you'll be plotting, like you'd be the little, not the villain, the fun little person poking around.
Totally. I mean, that would be a dream. My one concern is that few drinks at a dinner. I feel like I could be a bit cruel to some of the beauties.
But they would make you do that.
Oh, you totally wouldn't even think of that. You absolutely would be. You'd be ridiculing them for what they think.
I think I could have.
Because those dinners would go for like 9 hours. They'd get everyone sloshed. And the producers, like Sophie, would be in your ear being like, what do you think of fucking Ava over there? Totally. She's like pretty like fake, right? Yeah, you should say. You know what she said about you? She said your slides were shit.
But I don't think that would trick me because I know about that. But I feel like just genuinely in a social environment,
I'd just go generally
for a laugh and then like, oh,
You do that in real life sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, Tom's quite a mean person.
Yeah, it's so fascinating when you see it play out. But I think as well, yeah.
We both agreed on that. Yes. Tom's like, wait, what?
Fascinating how cruel we can be. But I think, I mean, you could hopefully kind of attribute that to the geekiness because they're looking for social awkwardness. But I think if you did that too much, then that would be a through line because they're looking for through lines and characters.
I also, like, I don't want to talk you out of it because I can see the benefits, but I also think
that... Oh, talk me out of it.
I also think you genuinely wouldn't enjoy the process. Like, I'm just imagining all these, like, producers in, like, black sneakers and like headsets and clipboards and they're like rushing around all day like not really telling you the truth and patronizing you and being like giving you like short shift all day like kind of you're not really like getting any authentic connection out of anyone.
No, totally. And you have no control. Like, I love control.
And they're all dead behind the eyes and you're just like, oh my God, I'm here for 7 fucking weeks around these people. And then
what if you...
And then you become, like, you get Stockholm Syndrome with that environment. So then you're like, it does then become a really important experience in your life. And then you kind of can't remember your old life.
I could make friends with the other geeks.
Yeah.
You would love that.
God forbid another beauty.
You're the leader.
Yeah.
Come with me, boys. I'll break us out.
Also, see, this is the thing that when I watched The Bachelorette, because I think the funny thing about, like, Bachelor and Bachelorette is, like, less about the one who's the different gender, but more about, like, the house where all of them... the contestants hang out. And when I've watched The Bachelorette and there's all the guys in the house and they're all kind of like big kind of, gym dudes, I've imagined myself in there and been like, oh, like what would I...
What would you talk about?
How would I fit in here socially? Like it'd be interesting. I feel like I'd have to kind of just pick a few weak ones that kind of weren't being social with the more powerful ones and like they could be my friends, whatever. But I feel like get me in the room with a few geeks. I could have something going.
Alpha
here.
Energy.
The other thing is you could make friends with someone who they turn into the villain and then you look like shit person by association. Because
I didn't think of that.
A good example of how you can get done for sure.
Totally. And also another one. I just forgot another reason why I thought. Okay. So you know when you just become defined by something that's a bit annoying? Like, I had back surgery in 2010, and every time any friend of my mom's...
That's my beauty in the
game. No, but you can't get away from back surgery.
No, but, like...
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't
like,
go back.
But... but nobody...
It's the kind of thing I could say if I was on the show.
That's pretty good. That would be in the fucking trailer for the week.
It really would.
Well, the beauty's been like, oh...
Social media. You know how social media always does, like... Baffling gifts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baffling
gifts. Like, Tom, the funny man's at it again.
Yeah. And they'd also go, they'd frame you as the stand-up, and then they deliberately film you in, like, some shit gig where you look like you had...
She said I'd have to teach the girl stand up, and then they'd teach me how to, like, do makeup or something. There'd be challenges like that.
They'd make you seem shit.
Totally. The other thing that I think could happen, which you were joking about in the group chat before, Taunton, is... that during challenges, because I think there's money on the line and then there's challenges with the beauty and the geeks, that they were laughing about me snapping halfway through a challenge at the beauty not thinking things through correctly. And that definitely, I think, could happen. Be like, really? You put the balloon under the chair where the spikes were. Really? After we've been through that the strategy was to put them under your jumper, you put it down. That why would you do that?
That'd be good TV.
Yeah, and they'd, like, colour your face red in the promo. And that makes steam come out of your nose. It's just like that. Like, I will never see a friend of my mum's that doesn't ask me about my back.
I love that.
And I feel like, are you comfortable with this being your life? Mm.
You will be tattooed with it.
That is the most beautiful description. Yeah. No, that's totally exactly it.
And you should. If you go on, you should actually get a tattoo that says beauty and the geeks.
Geeks forever.
Every bio.
Fuck the beauties, don't even care.
every bio line ever will have to have it in it, and every person
totally
will ask you about it.
Yes.
So does that? How does that sit with you?
No, totally. I think that, to be honest, was that's the biggest problem. And I think that when I compare it to other reality shows, it's more possible to go beyond that than, for example, a Bachelor one. But that doesn't mean it's easy. I think it would still be one in a thousand chance to kind of genuinely move on to something that doesn't, where you don't have that.
It could be tough.
The first set of brackets when you're performing somewhere. You know,
you might have seen this guy from Beauty and the Geek. Give it up for Tom Cashman.
Yeah,
I haven't felt this excited since the last time I went to Parliament to watch Question Time live.
The most embarrassing moment was when I did a speech and I forgot my name. It's Sarah, by the way.
Introvert, extrovert, doesn't matter.
Wow, most beautiful woman I have ever seen.
Introvert, extrovert.
Over to the spa. I could see the geeks not knowing where to look.
Last time I was that shocked.
Introvert. Extra
was when I found out that Darth Vader was Luke's father.
Here's to friendship and having fun and maybe some romance.
Some of the geeks are very keen to try and get to know the girls. Some are still pretty scared.
New Beauty and the Geek.
Doesn't matter.